The Gemara quoted several Amorayim in the name of Rav that limit the discussion of the Machlokas in the Mishnah to particular cases. And they point out that in other cases, there'd be no Machlokas, all would agree that the Sukkah would be Kasher Lamal Me'esra. So we had first Rav Yosha Amarav, who limits the Machlokas to the case of Ein Panas Magiyos L'Shchach, but if Panas Magiyos L'Shchach, then it would be Kasher L'Kuli Alma. The Gemara links that to Rabbah, and the reason that Rabbah gave for the Mishnah of Lo Shalta Ba'ena. Then we had the Amora of Rav Huna Amarav, who limits the Machlokas to the case of Arba Amos or Arba Amos, as opposed to if it would be wider than Abbas Arba Amos, there everyone would agree. The Gemara associates that with Rav Zera's reason, that the problem of Umal Me'esim is Mishin Tzeil, that you're not going to have the Tzeil of the Schach, but once you have wider than Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos, then you do have Tzeil. Tosis has two ways to understand that. As Gemara goes on later and explains that really the Shir Sukkah could have started at Zayin al Zayin, but Maisa Tosis points out either that it would always depend on the proportion or else there's always going to be some benefit that the Schach will give you, even if it's just very, very high and just a drop wide in Dalet al-Dalet. In any event, that's the second statement. That's Rav Huna Amarav. And then we have Rav Chanan Barabba Amarav, who says that the Machlokes is limited to a case of a Sukkah that's just Machzekes Rosh Ruvah Shulchano, which is Zayin Tfachim al Zayin Tfachim. More than that, it would be Kasher L'Kuli Alma. The Gemara says that doesn't go like any of the Amarayim and Amar Aleph. Rashi says we don't really understand where it's coming from. Tosfos suggests a svara that if it's that small in its width and that high in its height, it would be a loshel tanegolim. And in any case, that would be the svara for the Mishnah. And once it gets a little wider, it would be kasher. Then the Gemara says, as far as these three amaroyim reporting b'shem Rav, so do they argue with each other? The Gemara says, "Bishlam ad Rav Yoshia pliga ad Rav Huna Rav Chanan bar Rabba." So the first of the three, Rav Yoshia, he argues on the other two who quoted Rav. In what sense does he argue? The inu kayahavi shiura b'mashcha, v'iu lo kayoyv shiura b'mashcha. Mashcha means the length. So he, in other words, they talk about the sukkah being either dalet al dalet or zayin al zayin tfachim. And he doesn't mention anything like that. He only mentions the factor of Tanas Ein Magios versus Tanas Magios L'Shchach. So clearly there's a machlokas. The Gemara goes on, but what about the other two Amorayim, B'Shem Rav? Should we say that they argue in the sense of Hechsher Sukkah? Just to understand clearly the Gemara, we read it quickly yesterday, just to understand better what exactly is the Gemara saying. Notice Tosus points out that there's a second Girsa here. And Tosus brings both yourselves. What we just read in the Gemara, Bishlam ad Rav Yoshia Pliga ad Rav Huna v'Rav Chana v'Rav. Says Tosus, Hachi Garis Rach. Bishlam ad Rav Yoshia ad Rav Chana ad Rav Huna lo Pligi. Something with the Girsa, I think they fix it up. What it's saying is the Girsa of the Rach was that Rav Yoshia does not argue, not Pliga, but lo Pliga. And then he brings the other Girsa, because Rabbi Yochanan v'yesh goris in pliga. What exactly is this all about? What can we glean from Rashi? Lemashcha lemeshach hasukah. The Amar ben gedol ben ketana lo nechaku el b'shein funos magios. What does the Gemara say? That the other two, the second and the third Amorayim quoted Rav, they gave a shiur in the Orach HaSukkah, and Rav Yoshia did not. So that shows that he argues, because Rav Yoshia only spoke about the fact that ain't Tfanus Magios as opposed to Tfanus Magios. So what would this mean? Going with the Girsa now a Pliga. What would this mean? That Rav Yoshia certainly argues on the other two. In what issue do they disagree? What do you say? So what's that? But what does the Gemara mean in terms of pointing out that there's a machlokes between Rav Yoshia on the one hand and Rav Huna Amarav and Rav Chanan Barabba Amarav on the other hand? In what issue? You really can say two things here. You can say in terms of the issue that Rav Yoshia spoke about, namely that Tfanas Nagios Lishchach should make a difference, and he holds that way, and they didn't address that. He holds Tfanas Magios versus Enfas Magios, there's a big difference in halacha. Tfanas Magios is kashim. And they speak about the issue of the Orech HaSukkah, meaning to say, but the problem when it exists bein Tfanas Magios, bein Enfas Magios. So that's the point of the Machokas. Or the Gemara means that they speak about the Sukkah being kasher once you get beyond Al Dalid or beyond Zayin Al Zayin Tfachim. And Rav Yoshia doesn't talk about that, so it sounds like for him, it wouldn't change. The halacha would be the same even if the sukkah gets wider. In other words, does it mean Rav Yoshia argues on what they spoke about, or does it mean that they argue what Rav Yoshia spoke about? Because Plika can mean one argues on the din that the other one said, but which din are we talking about is in dispute. What does it seem like from Rashi? We just read a Rashi. The Amar Ben Gedola Ben Ketana Lo Nechaku Ela B'Shein Fanos Magios. What? What matters is Fanos Magios versus Ein Fanos Magios, but it doesn't matter in the size. So, sounds like the Gemara is assuming that he clearly would argue on what they're saying, namely that it should matter if it gets wider than either Dalet Al Dalet or Zayin Al Zayin Tfachim. I mean, I guess you could also go back the other way around, and they argue on what he said. But the truth is, if we don't say anything more than that, just, you know, in terms of the Havana and the Svara, so the Ritva discusses this question. He says, what's Pshat in the Gemara? What do you mean, Pliga? He talked about one thing, they talked about another thing. So, like, how do you know that he has to argue what they said? They're discussing one distinction relating to the dimensions of the Sukkah in terms of the length and the width. And he's discussing the issue of the Tfano. So what's to say that there's a machokas here? Because he didn't talk about what they talked about. So what? Ika de kashu, says the Ritva, v'chi mishum to go airi Rav Yoshia b'meshach ha-sukkah m'shemachi polgalayim. Because he didn't relate to the issue of meshach ha-sukkah. There's an argument. Dilma, modahu and b'meshach ha-sukkah. Maybe he agrees to the point that they made, let's say Rav Huna, Umodahu gamken de koshi yosem b'dalad amas k'sheira, that everyone would agree more than Dalet Amos. Apish ain't Fanas Magios Lishchach. He's talking about one inyan. Fanas Magios ain't Fanas Magios, and they're talking about another inyan. El de il amar hechsheira achriti apesukkah ktana. In other words, the machokas is limited to sukkah ktana, let's say Dalet Al Dalet, and it's also limited to the case of what? Of ain't Fanas Magios. And therefore, they say that the girsa shouldn't be pliga, but lo pliga, because there's really no reason to assume it's machokas. They're just talking about different things. Now, that's if you just look at it without thinking beyond the surface. So, therefore, they say, look, how can you have the girsa pliga? I mean, what's this? It's machokas. He's talking about one inyan, one distinction. They're talking about other distinctions. But the Ritva knocks it down immediately in terms of pshat. Vilesa. This pshat is not correct. And the Ritva goes on to show you why. Because in terms of a machlokas, there clearly has to be a machlokas. And you don't have to medayik it necessarily from the fact that he spoke about one thing and they spoke about another thing. You can medayik it from the implications of what he said versus the implications of what they said. Let's take Rav Huna on the one hand and Rav Yoshia on the other hand. What was the basis of Rav Yoshia's distinction between Fanas Magios and Magios? What's that based on? He goes like who? Like Rabba. And the reason is Rabba. The reason is because of Hecker. And what's the basis for the distinction given by Rav Huna? Rav Zera, which is based on Sale. So obviously they're odds with each other. Obviously if you go with Rabba, as the Gemara spelled it earlier, if you go like Rabba, then the only distinction to be made in the Mishnah that the Chacham would agree in a different case is the distinction in Fanas Magios, because there you have Shalta Ba'ena. But as far as wider than Dalet Al Dalet, would it change the issue of Hecker? No. It would be just as puzzle if it's wider than Dalet Al Dalet. So clearly, if you go with Rabba, then you're not going to accept the distinction that has to do with the Shir Sukkah, Meshach Sukkah. And vice versa. If you go with Zera, and the reason to distinguish between wider than Dalet Al Dalet is because then you have Sale, but as far as that concern is relevant, the problem at Fanas Magios and Magios is the same problem. So obviously it's going to be pliga, just because of just follow the implications of what he said. So then we have to simply go back to the Gemara. So no reason to change the Girsa. But what did the Gemara say, though? The Gemara didn't say what I just said. The Gemara says, for sure, pliga, the inu koyav is sure b'mishcha, the ilu koyav sure b'mishcha. My cheshbon I just told you is just simply that what he said clearly translates into a different approach to the Mishnah, which clearly would not accept what they said. So it's not about what, you know, the fact that he didn't address length and they did. It's just simply follow the conclusions of what he said, and you understand that he's in a different place than they are, and clearly he wouldn't accept their din. The Gemara's words are not that way. The Gemara's saying that Pliga, go with the Girsa Pliga, because he gave a shear, they gave a shear in Mishcha in the length, and he didn't. So what exactly is going on in the Gemara? We understand that to say that just we take out the Pliga, change it to low Pliga, because he's talking about totally something different, but obviously they're clearly at odds with each other. So what exactly is the Pshat now? So so let's bring in the next line of Gemara, and then we'll see what the Ritva says to learn up the Gemara, just Pashup Pshat. We're not saying Lum this here, nothing fancy, just Pashup Pshat in these words of the Gemara, these few lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so they argue, we have to explain that, Rav Yoshia argues with the other two, but now Rav Huna and Rav Chana bar Rabba, Neymar, let us suggest that they are arguing about Hechshe Sukkah. That one of them holds Hechshe Sukkah is Dalit al Dalit, and one of them holds the minimum Hechshe Sukkah is Zayin Tfachim al Zayin Tfachim. What is Gemara trying to say here? Like, and therefore what? They argue or don't argue? I mean, they're arguing, right? So, like, how does that contrast to what we just said a minute ago? We just said, Bishlam Rav Yoshia Pliga. We're going to go to Girsa Pliga. Okay, so he argues. So now if you want to imagine what more would say now, but the other two, with any the two of them, one versus the other, Rav Huna and Rav Chana, maybe they wouldn't argue. But that's not what I said. One says, maybe they are, but Hechshe Sukkah. I mean, that's not the foil, that's not the contrast to what we said a minute before. And then the Gemara concludes by saying, no, Le'olam what? It's not that they're arguing the Hechshe Sukkah. They all agree that the Hechshe Sukkah, the minimum is what? Machzekes Rosh Hu B'Shulchan. No, Zayin Tfachim, Zayin Tfachim. But Machokas is that one holds that once you get beyond that, immediately Sukkah is Kasher, even L'Mal Mechav. And the other one says, no, all the way until Dalet El Dalet, the Sukkah is Pasul, and after that becomes Kasher. What's that all about? What's really happening here in this second part of the Gemara? That should we say that the Hechshe Sukkah Pligi? No, they all agree the Hechshe Sukkah. So the Rav gives us a very important way just to push and understand the words of the Gemara. So let's just see. About Pirush HaNachon says the Ritva, the Vaday, Hani Memri, let's keep in mind, all three of these Amorayim were citing who? Rav. The question is, what did they hear from Rav? Are they arguing in what they heard from Rav? Or are they in agreement with what Rav said, but then they had their own machlokes, which therefore is going to have relevance for what Rav said means. Okay, let me clarify. Hapirash anach, hani meimid Rav Yoshia. He says machlokes be'ein tfanas magirs l'schach. Ud Rav Huna, ud Rav Chanan. Rav Huna said Dalet al Dalet versus more Dalet al Dalet, that becomes kasha. The other one says Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, more than that is kasha. For sure, Pligi Adadi Lagamri. This is what we started before saying. They for sure argue on each other. She'im machlokes of Yudav Rabbanan k'divrei zeh, ein machluktan k'divrei chavero. So in terms of the bottom line, where is their machlokes and where is their no machlokes, where the Chacham agreed to Rav Yehuda, obviously there are three different positions here. And they're mutually exclusive. You go with one, then you don't accept the other. And that's true about all three, as we said before. You go to Rav Yoshia, he's following Rava. If you follow Rava, then you're not going to make the other distinction. And if you can make the distinction of Dalet al Dalet, you're not going to make the distinction of Tanis Magios. And you're not going to accept Zayin al Zayin being the cutoff. So they obviously argue with each other. There's no doubt about that. Teda, he says what we just said. The whole Kimna Chad Ki Rava, Chad Ki Rav Zera, Chad Lo Ki Chad. So if you go with Rava, then you're going to follow Rava to its conclusion, follow Rav Zera, then it's his conclusion, and it's the Lo Ki Chad, then whatever it is. They said, push. But here's the point. What the Gemara is driving at is the following. El Mishim de Kulu Amra Memrayu, you could help me if you have the new Edva, because I'm reading from the Kovetz, but basically we'll see for now, we'll read from here. The Ku Amra Memrayu B'Shem Rav. They're all quoting Rav. Upriga Aliba de Rav Asu Memar. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Do they argue within Rav? Do they argue about what Rav said? And here's what the Gemara is suggesting. The Vadai Meimad Rav Yoshia B'Shem Rav. What was Rav Yoshia quoting Rav as saying? Machlokes be ain't Fanas Magios. But Fanas Magios, then it's good. So that version of what he claimed Rav said, for sure, Priga Aidach, the Amrihani B'Shem Rav, because the Havi Amorayim, maybe the Rav, and it comes out that there's different Amorayim quoting Rav in different versions. And Rashi Rei said that vis-a-vis the last two, that the Amorayim in Alibi the Rav, Rashi's in Toma. But according to Ritva, all this is what the Gemara means. Pliga means not pliga on each other. That's for sure. You don't need the Gemara to comment that. That's obvious. The Gemara is trying to say that if Rav said, according to one opinion, Rav spoke about the distinction of Fanas Magios and Fanas Magios, that's what he heard Rav say. And the other ones heard Rav say something different. So they're reporting different things that Rav said. There's a machlokes, what Rav spoke about. Rav said something about limiting the case in the Mishnah to one case versus another case where there's no machlokes. So there Rav Yoshia argues on the other two, that's for sure. What did Rav say? Did Rav speak about Tfanis Magios? Did Rav speak about something bigger than the length or width? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Vade Priga, the Harav Yoshia go Ayri Krav Meshach HaSukkah Kihani. Because Rav did not speak twice about the Mishnah. That seems to be clear to the Gemara. Rav made a statement. Machlokes in one case. And the other case, Tanakamas Motz Rav Yehuda, that's Kasha. What did Rav say? Rav Yoshi reported Rav saying something having to do with Tfanus. That is at odds with the other versions that quote Rav as speaking about the case relating to Mishchat, relating to the length. The Rav Yoshi go, I recover Meshach HaSukkah Kihani. That's the words of the Gemara. The Iyu Inu Koyav Shur B'Mashcha. The Iyu Lo Koyav Shur B'Mashcha. Now, since he's not mentioning in Rav a word about length and width, clearly he's arguing about what Rav said for him. Rav did not discuss what they discussed. The message Shama Shmu Me Rabu V'Asa B'Perish Me'atzma D'Pol G'Perish D'Idach El Shmu Asa. The issue is not. This is what they heard. K'moshe Shama Me Rabu Hu Edvar V'Gosu V'Gogara V'Perish B'Ku. Okay, so that takes care of Rav Yoshi versus the other two. Avo Rav Huna Rav Chana Barava. Now suggesting Gemara. So the Gemara's words are, Neima behechshe suga kamifrigi. What does the Gemara intend to say here? Listen carefully to what Ritva say. Those other two, efshir delo prigi, do they argue on each other or both say yes or no? Yeah. Absolutely. On each other? Absolutely. When does the Tanakhama agree to Rabbi Yehuda? Once you get larger than machzekes rosh v'shulchano, already there's no machokes, or only when you get larger than dal al dal adamas. That's for sure. That's not the issue. The issue is there a machlokes in terms of what Rav said? Says the Gemara, let's suggest behechshe suga kamifkagi, meaning like this, that Rav said something and everyone heard the same words coming out of Rav's mouth. What did Rav say? The machlokes is in a suka at its bare minimum sheer hechshe. But Rav didn't tell you what that meant. And each one ran with it based on what they thought is the minimum shir sukkah. That's what the Gemara is intending to say. The actual sukkah kamiflugi, and therefore, it's not that there's a disagreement in what Rav said, it's a disagreement in how to interpret those words that Rav uttered. As opposed to Rav Yoshia versus the other two, which clearly there was a disagreement about what Rav actually said. That's the Ritva's Peshat in the Gemara. Av Rav Huna, Rav Chana bar Rava, efshe delo prigya hadadi aliba de Rav. El Tarvayu Mode, the Rav Hachi Kamar. They both agree that Rav said, quote, Machlokes b'shiyeshba hechshe sukkah. Machlokes in the Mishnah is where it is the exact shear, the minimum hechshe sukkah. Aval yeshba yosem mechde hechshe sukkah divi hakol ksher. Adkan divrei Rav. So now, there's no machlokes in what Rav uttered. That's what he said. The machlokes is limited to the case of hechshe sukkah. Suggesting Gemara, Ella the Inu Priga Libe Nafshai. They're arguing among themselves, the Mar Sabar, Hechshe Sukkah Ba'Ava Amos, and that's like Revi, right? And Mar Sabar, Hechshe Sukkah Be'ed Rosh Hashanah V'Shulchan, Kerabana. The Kol Chad, Pibesh Devei Rav, Lufi Daita. That's the name of Hechshe Sukkah Kamifli. Clear? And for the Gemara, no. We don't have to say like that. Maybe, Mahadrina Dekula Yalma Hechshe Sukkah Be'ed Rosh Hashanah V'Shulchan Kerabana. Everyone agrees that the minimum hechsher is zayin tvachim, zayin tvachim. But what is the machlokes? In what Rav says. Remember, gufe de Rav, who de pligi mar amar hachi amar Rav, mar amar hachi amar Rav. Again, no fancy lambda said both. Pashut, learning up the Gemara. That's how the Ritva just simply lays out the Gemara. Leaving us with what in terms of the girsa? So the girsa of pliga that starts us off, we understand pliga. Pliga because pliga in terms of what Rav said. What's not clear at this point is what Tosus quoted initially, that Bishlam Rav Yoshia and the other two lo pliga. In what sense can you fit that girsa in? What would be pshat in that girsa? What do you mean lo pliga? I mean, in terms of the, as Ritva points out, in terms of the implications of Rav Yoshia's statement versus Rav Huna's statement, is clearly pliga, because one's going like Rav, one's going like Rav Zera. And Rabbi Rav Zera would not agree to the limitations of the other one's memra. In other words, if it's Rabbah, then it's true even if it's bigger than Dalad al Dalad. If it's Rav Zera, then it's true even if Tanz Magir Suschach, that's possible. So what's the pshat of the Girs of Lo Pliga? That we don't know. It's hard to know. The Achronim deal with it, but like you have to know what to do with the Girs of Lo Pliga. But this is how the Ritva learns these lines of Gemara. Okay, questions? Questions, comments, yeah.
Right. Why can we say for the Girsa of Rabbi Yoshua that that Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Huna, they're saying they're quoting Rav, according to statements of Rav, when Rav was saying, not passing the law, but you're saying, according to that Amora, that would be the chiluk in the Mishnah. Okay, in the case of the Mishnah,
but in what sense is Gopriga? Reminds me, they're clearly arguing.
No, so they're not arguing. They're not necessarily arguing. Rav made this, said according to Rava, that would be a chiluk in Mishnah.
But Rav preceded Rava and Rav Zera and Rava. Rav was the bridge between Tanaim and Amoraim. Rav cannot be accommodating the three Amoraim that came generations later. So, Elabai, you could say that the Rav's statement, whatever it was, could conform with the svaras that these later Amoraim gave to Pshat and the Mishnah. We have to know what to give the little pliga, we have to know what to do with it. Yes, Rafi.
Maybe you could say, taking kind of a reference to that, the Rishai's both pleading personally with them, meaning he's arguing, they heard different things from Rav, but they're not arguing.
You mean they themselves might hold different?
I mean, they know completely,
you have to know the
gear. They have personal.
Yeah, but how you read, here, but what are you, how are you reading the words of the Gemara? The Gemara's words are, after saying the lo pliga, the inu koyav shur b'mashcha, the iu lo koyav shur b'mashcha.
They're not talking about, they even tell that I'm mentioning their personal shita. They're arguing with the Rav.
Yeah, but
the Gemara is talking about whether they're pligi l'naspi.
Right.
Themselves in personal shita, and then Rav Huna, arguing with the personal shita.
But remember, whatever the Gemara is saying, pliga lo pliga, the Gemara adds, why is that true? Because this one of Yoshia, the other two mentioned the issue of the dimensions of length and width, and he did not. How does that speak to the point that you're saying?
That we don't know any. We can't say they're arguing because we don't know any of this person. They're not speaking. They're speaking out of an artist. They're not.
So the ending Mara should say that if they're not arguing because they're just reporting Rav, but they don't necessarily have to argue with each other. The Mara says that why is it true that they're not arguing according to Girsa Lo Pliga? Because he spoke about one thing, he spoke about the other. It's like the Ritva started off with. But Lamaisa, it's clearly a machlokes because one is Rav, one is Rav Zera.
I think the Gemara knows it's a machlokes because they say they're going on Dera Marendim. Yeah. Like, Lishi Tazu was their own personal shita. They're not arguing because they're speaking.
Yeah, here you're saying they maybe don't have, they're just reporting Rav. But the Gemara is saying something different. Why they're not arguing if the Gemara says, Lopuiga. The Gemara says, because he spoke about one thing, length, and he spoke about, didn't speak about length. What do you do with those words of the Gemara?
Since they're not speaking on the same topic.
You know, I know, but if you follow the trail, you realize there is a machlokas. Elamai, they're not talking about themselves, they're talking about Rav, but that's something different. The Gemara never said that. That's your own svara. But the Gemara didn't speak to that issue. You still have to deal with the language of the Gemara. Okay, I don't want to dwell on it. I just, look, let it be shver. I don't know the Girsa Lo Pliga. I don't know Pshat. I mean, the Achron and the Tziv, I think, others, they try to work it out. You have to see how to kind of fit in the Girsa Lo Pliga. Okay. For us, it's Takashvet. We don't have that Girsa. We have Pligas. So we can sleep better. Okay. If they know. Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's proceed in the Sugya. Zakta Gemar Meisave. Okay, so having mentioned these various Amorayim, Aliba de Rav, in terms of where the Machlokas might not apply, the Gemara is going to try to ask a kasha from this Braisa that elaborates more on the Machlokas of Yudin Rabbanan and actually reports a dialogue between these Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Meisve. Sukkah says in the Braisa, Sukkah shigvoa lomal mesem amu psua bevudu machshir adabon vachamishim amu. So basically the Braisa echoes the words of the Mishnah, but gives us a little more in Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda, it says in the Mishnah, the machshir, the Braisa actually explicitly talks about Yehuda machshir even 40 to 50. We'll see in Tosis what's the idea of 40 and also 50. I mean, why to say both? And Maisa, it's not just 40, 50, it's even beyond that. So what do you make of the Arabam v'chamishim Amma? The Braisa continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda now wants to support his Shita and ask a kasha and a chachamim from the story that he records. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa v'hilani ha-malka b'lud. The story happened with Queen Helene b'lud. Helene Amalka was a prominent queen that lived in the time of Bais Sheni. Those of you who weren't even Mishnayis Yuma are probably familiar in the Mishnayis and Yuma talk about how she donated, she and her son was Munbez HaMelech, and they donated various things to the Beis HaMikdash, and they're mentioned the Tova. There are people who give, who are mentioned the Tova, and those who mention not the Tova. What was it? She donated the a sheet with the Parsha Sota on it and something else. The Mishnah is over there in the third or fourth parak in Yuma. Anyway, she's mentioned other times in Shas as well. She and Munbez HaMelech. I think Munbez was her father or her son? I think it's her son. Anyone know? Remember? What does it say over there? They both mentioned the same Mishnah together. It's in the third parak in Yuma. Munbez HaMelech Ya'osek Koyer Sekein. Hilni Imo, yes, Hilni was the mother. Okay, I'll cope on it. You can look more about her if you're interested in history. But Umaisa, she was in Lud, and the story was, Shaisa Sukasa Givoa Me Esrim Amma. Says Rabbi Yehuda, her Sukkah was higher than 20 Amas. Vayu Zakenim Nechnasim the Yotzin Lisham. There were great rabbis who would come in and out. After all, the queen, right? They'd come to visit her in Sukkis, in and out of this Sukkah, which was higher than 20 Amas, says Rabbi Yehuda. They did not say a peep, they did not say a word, they did not tell her the sukkah is possible. So Yehuda says, why not? Obviously, I'm correct. Obviously, sukkah can be l'mal mi'chafama. This is Rabbi Yehuda's right. Amrulo, the Chacham respond to Rabbi Yehuda, Nisham Raya. From there, trying to bring a Raya, no proof at all that they were, from the fact that they were silent. You know why they were silent? It was not relevant. Isha Isha, uptur min sukkah. She's a woman, as we know. And a woman is not chayv, it's mitzvah shezman grama. So she's part of Nasukah. So l'maisa, it was really a sukkah psula, but there's no reason that they had to say anything because there was no chiyuv anyway. Yeah, but we keep Eger as ma'or interesting question because we know big machokas rishonim by a mitzvah shezman grama that women are pater. What about making a bracha? Birchas a mitzvah. Sheketshel mitzvosa b'tzivanu. Does a woman make a bracha on a mitzvah shesman grama? So the halacha l'maisa, we know Ashkenazim follow Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus who permit a woman to make a bracha birchas a mitzvah on mitzvah shesman grama. However, the machaber paskins, and this is of course those who know the Sephardic minhag, is not to make a bracha, but you're safe, and this is pretty much Abraham, correct? Right? No bracha is made because it's that's the shita that you don't make a bracha. No, so if you hold like Tosus or Rikveg is Mitzayin, Tosus in Chulin, Tosus in very few places in Shas, says that you can make a bracha, a woman can make a bracha, a mitzvah is my grandma. So presumably, according to that Shita, then Hilani Amalka, who's in the Sukkah that she's not mechuyev to be in, but she's doing a mitzvah, she can make a bracha. But if the Sukkah is pasul, then she's not allowed to make a bracha. So maybe the Raya would have still been a Raya. How come they said nothing? They should tell her, listen, you can't make a bracha, it's a Sukkah psula. Yeah, someone to the kind of, maybe they came in afterwards, after she made the bracha. I don't know. But negeh for the next time she's going to go to the Sukkoti. Sahara, Kirega Sahara, okay. So anyway, that was their response. She was part of Minasuk. Amalehen, Rav Yehuda counters back to the Chachamim, but no, but that's not going to solve the problem. They still should have spoken up. Why? Valo Shiva Banim Hayula. She had seven children. So there are people who are chayv in Sukkah. The old, moreover, everything she did was by what Chachamim held. What does that mean? What is that coming to add? The Gemara immediately asks. She always listened to the Chachamim. What is that coming to emphasize? That she always listened to the Chachamim. What is Rehut trying to say on top of what he said, that there are seven children? Hachi kamalu. What he meant is as follows. So first of all, there were seven sons. So there were children. So there are men who are chayav sukkah. V'chi tomru. If you'll tell me, banu ktanim hayu. Uktanim p'turim min asukkah. So there were seven sons, but they were ktanim. V'ktanim. Then they're p'turim min asukkah. But no, but came at the shiva havu. But since there are seven, for sure, at least one of them would have gotten to be the age of chinuch, which is, as the Mishnah later in the second parak mentions, this is the cutoff is tzarech imo and tzarech imo, right? The Mishnah says was in Daf Chav Ches, katan shein tzarech imo chayiv besukkah. The chiyuv of chinuch, the chinuch that Charles chayiv in Sukkah is once they get to the age in Tzarech Imo. The Gemara on Amud Beis over there talks about exactly how you know what's called in Tzarech Imo, different opinions in the Gemara right before the Mishnah on Chav Ches on the Beis. What's the simen that you would be able to know that the child is considered to be somewhat independent, that he doesn't need the mother, so whatever the Shita is, whatever the age is. But if you had said seven sons, one of them would have already been Higia L'chinuch. And therefore, you still should have had the Chachamim speak up, because there's got to be someone that's chayiv mitzad chinuch. That's what he meant by saying shiva banim hayula. But then he had to preempt something else. When he continues to komasel lo asasar, what's he preempting? The chitem rule, but if you'll say katan shein tzarech imo midrabanan hu, the whole halacha that a katan that's in Tzarech Imo, there's a chiv of chinuch, that's a dindraban. Not a dindraban. The rice is only when he's a gadol. So maybe, midraban hu demachayev, ve'ihi midraban lo mishmashkach. Maybe on something which is drabanan, so Helen, yes, from as she wasn't so careful about drabanan. She's more careful about the rice. So the chachamim, perhaps, would not have wanted to speak up, because he wouldn't listen. She wouldn't listen. Like it says in the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed, Mutapshu Shogun Val Yumazidin, the Pnei Shuad Mitzayin, that idea, that if you know you're not going to listen, so you better not to say Tochacha, becomes amazing. So if they're not going to, she's not going to listen, that Rabbanan, so the Chachamim, therefore, really it is a Pasul Sukkah, but the Chacham didn't want to say anything, because she's not Makbid on the Inyan Rabbanan, on the Mitzvah of Chinuch, she's Rabbanan. On that, Rabbi Yehuda closed the gap, and he said, no, I still have a raya, because Tashma, that's what Yehuda continues, Ba'od komasel osel pichacham. Okay, so this is the pshat in the braisa. From this, the Gemara is going to now proceed to try to work out exactly what kind of sukkah this was that would be in dispute between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, that a queen would be sitting in such a sukkah. And that's going to connect us back to the Gemara before. Let's just take this for itself. Let's see Rashi. Meisivei, what is this Meisivei coming for? Lahanach amoroi. The Parishu Prukta de Masjisa Kidim Farsh V'yaz. The Gemara is going to explain, the Gemara is going to end up asking the Kasha that if in fact it's the Machlokes, Yunacham, is limited to a very small sukkah, then it's very hard to imagine Rabbi Yehuda asking the Chachamim from a case that for them would be possible, he would be Ka'asher, that a queen would be sitting in such a sukkah of small size. If it's an issue of Tams Imagil Suschach, but the size could be even big, that's very common. The queen would be a sukkah that would have a lot of ear, and the walls don't go to the schach. But if the sukkah would be very limited in size, hard to imagine that would be the case, that the Chachamim and Yehuda would be disagreeing on, and that's where Hilni Amalka was. Okay, that's the Gemara as the Gemara continues. Okay, so now working out the words of Rav Yehuda. So he says there were seven sons. If there were seven sons, so katan she'enu tzarech li'imo, there would be at least one that was enu tzarech li'imo. And maybe you'll tell me it's only drabanan. So, and she's not careful, but drabanan tashma, says Rashi. What is this inyan? Katan she'enu tzarech li'imo, amina lekaman, that we just quoted a minute ago, dechai v'chancho b'mitzvah sukkam. How does Rashi phrase this? The way that the Mishnah phrases it, I read you the Lashon Mishnah. What is the Mishnah's Lashon Chavches? Katan she'enu tzarech li'imo, chaya b'sukkah. Lashon Mishnah. How is Rashi paraphrase the Mishnah carefully, Lashon Rashi? Chayev l'chancho b'mitzvah sukkah. It's a chiyuv to mechanech the child. And whose mitzvah, obviously, therefore, we're discussing is Hilni, the mother. So there's really two nekudos here to extract from Rashi. Number one, that when we talk about the chi of chinuch by sukkah and chora, other mitzvahs as well, the notion of chinuch is a function of the parent. One has to know, is chinuch about the child's chiyuv? Again, it's a din rabbanon, chiyuv rabbanon. But is a chiyuv rabbanon that's imposed on the katan himself? Is it rather a chiyuv that's imposed on the parent? And we'll have to see which parent. Let's say the father for now, maybe the mother. Maybe it's both. Maybe there's two aspects to chinuch. The chinuch is a chiyuv drabanan on the katan himself. There's a chiyuv chinuch on the parent. Rashi's lashon, this is consistent with Rashi elsewhere. Rashi says the chayiv l'chancho b'mitzvah sukkah. Rashi speaks about chinuch from whose perspective? Not the perspective of the katan himself, but the chiyuv is on someone else to mechanech. Now who? Hash, this is we're going on the mother. And maybe she's not careful about her mitzvah to mechanech the child. That's what the Gemara says, midrabanan. What drabanan? She is kiko, the chachamim were mechayiv, lahargil es hakatan. Here again you see it. The chachamim were mechayiv, they required who? Presumably the mother. Lahargil es hakatan, lemitzvah. Shehu ro'ila, whatever mitzvah that the child is now ro'i for that, and that's what we have again, different shiurim for different mitzvahs, what's considered the shiur chinuch for that particular mitzvah. Again, it's a b'raisa later on in sukkah. Different in yanim have different shiurim as far as when that mitzvah is the gil chinuch for that mitzvah. That's the Rashi's lashon hu ro'ila. Kedei sheyei mechunach v'ragel mitzvahs. The purpose of it is that they should become educated and familiar and comfortable with mitzvahs. Like it says in the pasuk, right? Chanochu nar pidarko. How does the pasuk conclude? Gam ki yaskin yosem imena. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. The mitzvah chinuch is a din drabanan, but it's obviously Mishlei is conveying that idea that through the chinuch that you give, gam ki yaskin, as they get older, they'll continue on that path. It creates familiarity. Vishi mechunach v'ragil mitzvah. It should, Rashi doesn't say quite the idea that it should continue, but that's the idea that it should be ragil. No. L'maisa, if we just pause for a second here before the Hemshach of the Gemara, the Shach of the Tari, and how it connects to before, a number of important nekudos here to notice. Number one, the way Rashi phrases chinuch, it's the chiyuv of the parent, and chora as well, it's the chiyuv of which parent in this case? The mother. And the question is, would she be makbid? Of course she'd be makbid. And she'd be makbid on the mechanecha children, on the chiyuv drabban that the mother has to mechanecha child, then the Chacham should have spoken up. And then how the Chacham disagree, what it's all about, we'll have to see. Shitas Rashi, this is apparently a big inyan. Rabbi Eger opens it up a little bit just to have a little bit of a frame of reference. Shitas Rashi, not just here, but Mefurish in Chagiga, in the very beginning, the first Mishnah Chagiga. Mefurish in Rashi, that the mitzvah chinuch that we talk about is, first of all, it's the chinuch, is the mitzvah of the parent. That Rashi says also in brachas. I don't think we have a brachas here, but that's Rashi in brachas in ches. But Rashi also says in Chagiga, the first Mishnah, Hakol chayavim b'riyah, says the Mishnah. B'riyah is to be ola regel, to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. Chutz mecher shot b'katan. The katan is pater from b'riyah. Ezel cut. What cut is part of from the ear? Kosh en yochel lirkov al sefer shel aviv. V'ralus yushalayim harabayis. V'vishamay. So there's a certain cutoff that below that the child is putter from Me'iyah. But above that, there is a chiyuv. Who's chiyuv? What kind of chiyuv? Lashon Rashi. Ezau katan. What katan is being excluded from the mitzvah of Me'iyah? Zok Rashi here in Chagiga Dabeza Med Aleph. Avo mikan ve'elach, meaning older than that, still a katan. Continues Rashi here, you can mamish here, mamish black and white. He tilu chachamim al aviv ve'al imo lechancho b'mitzvos. This Rashi, you have both points loud and clear. Again, there's a tour below that age, even with Rabbanan, he doesn't go to be Ola Rega. But older than that age, if he could somehow naked, walk a little bit. He tilu chacham al aviv ve'al imo. Rashi says ve'al imo. Lechan chob mitzvahs. So the chiyuv is whose chiyuv? The parents' chiyuv. But is it only the father? The mother too. So the chayra that squares with this gemara and this what Rashi says. But Kiv Eger notices that it's far from pasuk. There is a gemara in Nazir, and this is where the Tos Yeshanim is coming from. That the Kiv Eger is mitzayin, but it's really the Makar, it seemed to be a Gemara Nazir. Mishnah Nazir talks about of Chav Chesam Beis. Ha'ish Madir es b'no b'nazir, ve'ina isha Madir es b'no b'nazir. So father can make the son into a Nazir. But it says a woman cannot do that to her son. So why not? So there's a couple of explanations given in the Gemara why this should be so. Ish in avo isha lo. My timer. So Rav Yochanan has a reason. Halacha ibn Nazir. It's halacha that Isha is Mazir, not an Isha. According to Rav Yochanan, we don't have no issue getting to chinuch here. It's special, unique halacha that by Nazir, there's a halacha, Mashmisina, presumably, that an Isha can be Mazir, his son, and the woman cannot. But Rish Lakish says, the Pshat in the Mishnah, why is the father being Mazir ibn Abin Nazir? Kidei lechancho b'mitzvahs. Rashi, taima she'ish Mazir ibn Abin Nazir, kidei lechancho b'mitzvahs. Fek the Gemara. Navi is kasha. Ihachi afili shanami. So why can't the woman also do that? L'chaneches haben b'mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, Chav Tesamet Aleph, on the top, kasavar, this is who holds, Rish Lakish, ish chayv l'chanech b'no b'mitzvahs, ve'ina isha chayeves l'chaneches b'no. The first Gemara, again, b'das who? That's Rish Lakish, that ha'ish chayv l'chanech b'no b'mitzvahs, ve'ina isha chayeves l'chaneches b'no. Now, could be, it's Machlokes Amoraim, could be. But that's the Gemara, or maybe Rav Yochanan has some other reason why he disagrees, and he happens to learn, it's Halacha B'Nazir. Anyway, it's a different Halacha, not Din of Chinuch in general. You have to know why Rav Yochanan disagrees. But Rish Lakish, that's Rish Lakish, the Gemara seems to suggest that there's no mitzvah on the mother to Machanech. Rabbi Kiva Eger here in our Gemara quotes Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma, Pei Beis. The Mishnah there talks about the ages before Bar Mitzvah, that kids are to start fasting with shows or the entire day. The Lashna Mishnah, Tinokos, Mechanchin Osan Gafnei Shana Gafnei Shana Sayim, for fasting Yom Kippur, Vishvio Sheyiu Regilin the Mitzvahs. Lashna Mishnah, Pei Bezim and Aleph and Yom. That's the halacha. We know the children are ready a year or two before the Bar Mitzvah. Where it says, depending on the health of the child, 1 year, 2 years, they're masking the fast of Yom Kippur.